Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council passed a resolution that would amend the city's classification plan by changing the range of the Parks and Recreation Director from 22 to 23, which better aligns the position with other similar positions within the city. Additionally, it improves the city's position with both recruitment and retention of candidates for said role. A previous ordinance from 2018 created the Department Head Service Classification, consisting of full-time paid employees who are heads of departments, which are compensated within a salary range instead of a step scale, allowing flexibility as needed to support recruitment and retention. City Manager Paul Ostrander explains.
They are exempt positions, but there are also employees within the classified service that are exempt as well. The difference between the classified service and department head service is the department head service is within a salary range, and I think it is very similar to what you'll find at the borough. So a class 23 is like $79,000 to $110,000 is the range, whereas in classified service, there's steps each of the way. So you'll start at a step A, and then you're on a schedule that each year you'll increase to the next step for the first 6 years. And then once you're here for 6 years, then you increase every other year for the remainder of the steps on the step scale. In department head class service, it's just a range. So it's up to the discretion of the city manager where that person is initially hired. And then as far as the increases in salary each year, it's again up to the discretion of the city manager. The city manager has the ability to set it anywhere within that range where, again, as classified, it's structured in the way that they increase in their pay.
The Parks and Recreation Director position in the city has recently been vacated due to a retirement, and according to the city manager, the job description was reviewed and improved upon following its October 2021 vacancy, before which it hadn't been reviewed since 2014. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game Division of Wildlife Conservation has announced that the Hunter Access Program 2022 Call for Proposals is now open. In 2022, the Division of Wildlife Conservation anticipates that a minimum of $1.5 million in federal funds will be available. Proposals must develop or enhance public access to public lands and wildlife resources for hunters, trappers, shooters, and other wildlife-related users to be considered for funding. Eligible applicants include public and nonprofit organizations who are eligible to do business with the federal government and must be able to provide the required non-federal match. The deadline for the proposal submission is 4:30 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. The application package, frequently asked questions, and more can be found at RadioKenai.com. Fish and Game Hunter Access Program funds come from federal excise taxes generated by the sale of firearms, ammunition, and archery equipment and are administered by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Federal Aid and Wildlife Restoration Program. Funds are used to provide additional or improved opportunity and access to Alaska's public lands for hunting, trapping, and other wildlife-related recreation. Since the passage of the Target Practice and Marksmanship Training Support Act, funds also may be used for recreational shooting range enhancements. And today, the Division of Wildlife Conservation has awarded $14 million and partnered with state and federal land managers, local governments, and nonprofit entities to meet those match requirements. The deadline for proposal submission is Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. And for more information, including ways to apply and additional information, log on to RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.